At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello, sports mappers. Welcome to the fray. Is it the fray, Barry?
Yes.
Welcome to the fray of The Usual Suspects. If you're a suspect, you've been already with us and along for the ride from 1 to 3, but now from 3 to 4, we'll be simulcasting on 94.1 FM as well as ESPN 97.5, and that'll be the way you will continue with your day all the way through the Blitz at 7 o'clock. So we appreciate you being along for the ride. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. Trey is with us as well.
Yes, he is.
He just let me know that we're hot, so we're ready to go with the final 60 minutes because Trey said so.
Very well done again, Trey. Yep. You're getting the hang of it. Are you feeling more comfortable back there?
A little bit.
Good.
I just got to like be better with like saying hot and stuff.
Yeah, you turned the mic on and didn't tell us we were hot, then turned it off, then said hot, then turned them on too soon. So you got to
my on button for my mic looked like a strobe light.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You got to be real careful about turning them on because we might be talking crap about somebody.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
Yeah, if you turn those mics on, we don't want the guys at 6'10" to hear us bad mouthing them.
Yeah, especially with what you were saying about Paul Gallant.
Hey, not Paul.
No, I like Paul.
We like Paul. Oh. Yeah, don't. That's
he's
the wrong.
Dude.
Why would you pick Paul?
He's the only guy we like. He's the only 6'10" guy I know.
See, now, that's the one guy you like.
If you were digging
also,
in Cowboys
nice
lore and you were digging into Landry's locker, as in Tom Landry, then you might have something to talk about.
I get what you were doing there. I just
okay. Now, what's easier, producing or parking the car? Because I watched you park your car today, and you pulled into the slot, and then you backed up, and then you tried to straighten it out, and really there was no car on the left-hand side. There was just a car on the right-hand side, and it kind of took you like 10 minutes to park your car. It was a little scary.
You could never be too careful, you know? You just, like, you got to get all the way in there, and you got to, like, make sure you're all the way in there so you're not, like, not all the way in case, you know.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about parking a car, or are we talking about sex? What are you talking about here?
I think we're talking about parking my car.
Okay. Is that a euphemism for sex?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be double parked.
Parking your car, is that like punching the clown? Is that like...
I never heard that before.
You've never heard that phrase?
No.
That's an old one.
So if you were double parked, is that a three-way?
No. No, thank you.
That's pretty good right there.
Thank you very
much.
That
was pretty funny, Joel.
Thank you.
Thank you for validating it.
Yeah, Trey.
I like how Trey very matter-of-factly...
I'll take it from the comedian, but come on, man.
I like how Trey just very matter-of-factly validates what we say. That was pretty funny, Joel. Thank you, Trey. Thank
you
so much. We got a text that just says, you guys are the best, and we love you too, whoever
yes,
sent that.
Thank you very much. Mike? Oh.
No, it wasn't you, Mike. A text that says, Jose Altuve, is he the most underrated player in sports today?
He's on the list. I think, because I think outside of Houston, and again, kind of going back to your point of how spoiled we are, mm-hmm. It's like I heard Charlie talking about the fact that if he goes for an unprecedented fifth straight year of 200-plus hits leading the American League, but a fifth straight year of 200 hits, you can already punch his ticket to the Hall of Fame. People aren't thinking that way. And people, as you mentioned with Mike Trout, I think in Anaheim, people get a little spoiled and they take Mike Trout for granted. But from a Houston perspective, from the HEB commercials and everything else and everything we see of Altuve, we know from a local perspective, he's a great player. He's the best player on the Astros. But I think we lose sight of the fact that nationally, when earlier in the year they were saying Rob Manfred and baseball have a problem because they don't promote Mike Trout enough. But I don't think nationally you hear enough about a Jose Altuve. Now, this year he got a couple of commercials. He's doing the really bad 5-hour energy commercial where he looks
like
he's going.
Those?
It looks like he's going to heaven, for God's sake. He's coming out of the tunnel. I just expect to hear,
my goodness.
With the fake Astros uniform. But there's a few. But overall, I mean, I just think that I think the nation doesn't appreciate what we appreciate being Astros fans watching him play every night. But I think he's definitely on that list of probably underrated superstars.
So who is the most... So if Altuve is the most underrated in baseball, which I don't necessarily think he is...
Who is?
You can't win an MVP and be underrated. I think you may be underappreciated.
Okay.
But there's
and
a
that's
difference...
Fair.
There's a difference than that and being underrated. Because if you've won the MVP... The baseball world has recognized you and your talent. Now, do we take it for granted?
But think about it, Barry, how dominant he was the year he won the MVP, and everybody thought Aaron Judge should have gotten it.
No.
New York was all over it. They were all talking about it was going to be a close vote.
That was New York East Coast biased media BS that always takes place.
But doesn't that tell you that there's not enough love for him on the East Coast?
No, because it wouldn't have mattered. He could have, I mean, Jose Altuve could have gone out and pitched a no-hitter. And they still would have had Aaron Judge because it's New York, it's the Yankees, and it's East Coast media. That's just how it's always going to be. But I think the rest of the baseball world was smart enough to realize that, just like, you know, I mean, he's just not put on the pedestal that you'll see like a Mike Trout necessarily. I think he's underappreciated, but not necessarily underrated. Everyone knows how good Jose Altuve is.
See, I disagree only in the fact that Aaron Judge, based on his rookie year, people were anointing this guy. People were all over him. People were like, this guy's one of the greatest players in baseball. And then you look at what Altuve's done over a 5-year clip and go, Aaron Judge, I dare you to try. Yeah, I get it. You hit the long ball, chicks dig the long ball, all that stuff. But I don't think enough people realize when they look at stats and stuff how amazing and dominant this guy has been in the last 5 years. He, like I said, even with an MVP, you're right. And I see your point completely that you can't be underrated when you've won an MVP. But even with that MVP, it was one of the quieter MVPs won. I don't think there was a lot of hoopla. A lot.
I mean, I don't know that I see your point, because I think obviously Houston's always not going to be L.A., New York, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think you can't necessarily call a guy underrated if he's won an MVP. And I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't even know in Major League Baseball, like in the NFL, who's an underrated player in basketball. I mean, we could probably start there. Who do you think is the most underrated player in basketball?
I mean, you know what? Who I would say up until last year, it was Kawhi Leonard. Because Kawhi Leonard, quietly, with the way he plays both ends of the floor, the stats he puts up, and because it was in San Antonio and for a lot of reasons, I don't think Kawhi Leonard got as much love to be consistently spoken about and promoted as one of the top three best players in this league with LeBron James, with James Harden. In that, it was like, it was a struggle to kind of have people contemplate and mention Kawhi Leonard, and it shouldn't be.
Right, because you would hear them talk about three or four guys on the Warriors before he would get mentions. You would get Steph Curry, you would get Kevin Durant, but then people would throw in Klay Thompson and then James Harden and LeBron.
Draymond Green.
Yeah, and Draymond. So I'm with you there. Football-wise, I think it's a little more difficult because of the difference. Because I feel like it's going to be an offensive lineman. And look, I'm not studying every single offensive lineman and on every team and at all five positions. But a guy, you know, that's probably going to be one of those. The most underrated player in football is probably going to be a lineman, right? It's not going to necessarily be a running back.
Now, the one running back that always comes to mind as being underrated because he was no nonsense was Barry Sanders. Because he played on a bad team in a tough market.
But I'm saying currently.
He didn't do his touchdown dances. He didn't do all that stuff. But he just got it done.
Yeah.
But yeah, currently I was trying to think of, do we have any running backs like that? Do we have any receivers that just keep piling up numbers?
I would have said, Ingram in New Orleans was always kind of a guy. But he didn't have, I don't think he had the kind of year that he had last year.
Really wowing numbers.
No. I don't know. I'd have to sit here and scan, go through every one.
See, because I LeSean think from a baseball McCoy, perspective, underrated? I think that Altuve doesn't get the love that even a Stanton does, and Judge does, and Machado does, and again, we're talking about. But I think, like, from an underrated perspective, I think Chris Bryant is a guy that doesn't get enough attention.
Chris Davis.
Chris Davis from the A's, a great example this year for sure.
As soon as you said Chris, I thought that's what you were going to say, because I was going to say that's a great one. Yep. But yeah, you're right. Chris Bryant probably doesn't get the respect that he deserves. But for me, a guy like Chris Davis might be
this
the
year,
most
it's Chris
under,
Davis for sure.
Yeah.
Especially with what they're doing as a team and where his numbers are. And people don't realize it is the quietest, most impressive season a guy's putting together this season in baseball. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We see you guys. We're going to get to you on the phone lines. If you want to join OU Mike and Lawrence, 713-780-3776, and you can get in on the fray from a calling perspective. You can also do it from the standpoint of text messages, and you can also reach us via Twitter. Regardless of the way, we do appreciate you being a suspect, because we are simulcasting here on both ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Y'all, football season is here. Why not make the games a little more interesting, huh? Why not get with MyBookie? Just remember, when you're betting, where you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting on. And who you're betting with is equally as important. And MyBookie is the online destination to get some action on any game that you want to bet on. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And look, that's why I'm recommending them. And it's why this year is the first time I'm going to be betting on sports. I'm going with MyBookie because of the things that I just mentioned. Safe, reliable, and they've been around for a while, man. And that's what you want when you're figuring out where do you want to put your money and bet on and get some action going. And when you win, they pay. That's super important. A lot of you that maybe are newer to betting don't realize there's a lot of places that don't pay when you win, and that's important. So they have in-game action. They have live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, hands down. And for you fantasy guys, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. You can do it on your computer, your mobile phone. All you got to do is just Google MyBookie and get your account started today. That's the easiest way to find them. Just hit your Google up. Put in MyBookie, they're going to get you connected. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. All you got to do is just use promo code radio and activate that offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. That's MyBookie. And don't forget, promo code radio when you create your account. You play, you win, you get paid. It's MyBookie.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, Trey, who can't get enough of us. So much so, he says he wants to go to Aunt Pookie's tomorrow. Aunt Pookie's Barbecue
off of
the Beltway right by I-10.
He's going for sure.
Baseball,
so for all you intern Trey fans, y'all should be there.
Anybody who wants to get a selfie or have him cut your voicemail for you, Trey will be in attendance at Aunt Pookie's Barbecue tomorrow. So will Nate the Skate Griffin.
Nate the Skate?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, really?
He's just that slick. He's good.
Shout out to C4 from Orange. He had texted in Chris Davis as well. Several people did, but he was the last one. Barry, I saw your clip on Hurricane Harvey on Facebook. You had me dying. You're very funny. Thank you. And yeah, I redid it. I published it because of the 1-year anniversary. So if you want to see it, I mean, we played a little clip of it, but at Barry is Funny on Facebook. It's also on my YouTube channel, at Barry is Funny. Speaking of that,
my screensaver.
This is a text that came into our text line, our fair text line for our fair show. Barry's voice is so damn annoying. Can you turn his mic down just a bit, please?
Sure, no problem.
Did you crank it up?
No.
Do it the other way. You should just make it louder.
What a waste of a text.
If you listen to a show and the person got on your nerves, would you keep listening? I'm sorry, 5781, you're a dumbass if you're listening and you don't like the sound of my voice.
I totally agree with the guy, actually. but I guess it's just personal preference. I mean, it's kind of like what we were talking about all day today with the way you say certain phrases.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
Joel.
Okay, so speaking of that, I found this article on Pro Bible. It's the 9 most annoying phrases you can use in an email. So we talked about phrases that we get wrong. Mm-hmm. Here's the 9 most annoying phrases you can use in an email. The most, the 9th is reattaching for convenience. So if you're saying I'm reattaching something, they're going to see it. Number 8, as discussed. Do you ever use that?
No.
I just saw this email better be on there.
Oh, really?
It better be on there.
I always say per our conversation. That's actually number 3 on the list.
Really?
But I learned that in business a long time ago to cover your ass. Like if me and you had if you and I had a meeting in the hall, I'm going back to my office. If I'm going to make sure that what you told me, I want to document it, I'm firing off an email to you.
Hey, that makes sense.
Hey, Nick, per our conversation, Absolutely. This is what you said you wanted, or this is what you said you do, whatever. As previously stated as one, please advise. Sorry for the double email is one. Any update on this? That's just the whole email. Any update on this?
Yeah.
That would suck.
I've been there and done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Number 2 is per my last email. And number 1, 25% said the most annoying thing you'll put in an email. Not sure if you saw my last email.
It's kind of close.
Yes.
As to what bothers me.
And yours is?
What did I say? It was I don't...
I'm not sure. Yeah. Did you see this email?
I just saw this email.
And then that's it.
Yeah. And the ones that are just in the subject line where it's like a text, but they just put in the subject line and there's nothing in the body.
Oh, see, disrespectful. Yes, that's super disrespectful. You got to put something in the body because I'm not reading the subject 90% of the time. I'm just opening the email and reading the body. The most annoying thing is reply all.
Oh, yeah. You guys are all fired up about that.
Oh,
yeah.
We get that all the time here at Gal Media. And I just want everyone that uses reply all to know that I hate them equally. If you send out a mass email, hey, who wants a cookie in the break room? And you send it to everybody, just reply and say, I'll take one. But no, we got to reply all. I want a cookie? Well, you could have just sent that to the person with the cookies. The people without the cookies don't need to know that. I hate everybody. All right. I'm getting angry over this.
But the key is we got to the crux of the matter.
I want a cookie.
No, you hate everybody.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Think OU Mike uses email?
OU Mike still... I mean, he actually uses a tablet,
like a stone tablet.
Yes.
Yeah. He chisels his.
He's got 2 red Solo cups with some string, and that's his communication device.
Yes. I firmly believe that. Yeah. He's got antenna. He's got rabbit ears for his TV. OU Mike wants to talk about general conversation. OU Mike, what's up?
I don't really feel like playing today, guys. The Pony Express is running late, and I'm kind of ticked off about it.
Expecting a package, Mike?
Yes, sir. I'm guessing Lawrence's call is probably just wanting to know you might call. You know, it's been the weekend. It's Monday, so that's probably what it's about.
Nice.
He just hung up, so he got what he wanted.
I wanted to talk about Trey in the control room.
Okay.
Trey's got that control room on lockdown, no worry, no problems. He comes from a long line of control room operators, 3 Mile Island, Exxon Valdez, all kin. Did you guys see that punter in the NFL this weekend?
Oh, damn it.
I don't even remember who he was. Anyway, I heard you guys talking about Manu Ginobili retiring.
Yes.
I thought he'd already retired.
Oh, my God. Hang up on Mike. If he doesn't hang up on himself right now.
I also heard Wilt Chamberlain had retired. Oh. And, man, that guy, he had slammed it like 10,000 times. And I heard he was a good basketball player, too.
Ah, you should have quit where you were ahead.
Yeah, that one was good.
That was... Give it.
He hung up already.
Did you pot him down? Is that why we're here?
I potted him down.
You should have quit while you were ahead, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that he was ever in the lead.
Yeah, you had fouled a couple back. You should have just taken the walk, and then you swung for the fences, and now you're sitting in the dugout. Shameful.
You tried to get the count back to even, but you were never ahead in the count.
Exactly.
Never sitting on a dead red fastball.
All right, Coach Doc wants to talk Kawhi Leonard.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
What's up,
sir? How are you?
All right. I was listening to you guys talk, and you all were talking about how guys are not marketed and things like that. And you all brought up Kawhi Leonard. And I would say Kawhi Leonard was marketed fine, you know, pursuant to his personality. Everybody, you know, that knew the game
would concede that he's second or third best player in the world. And in some cases, people thought he was the best player in the world because he would play both ends.
But let me stop you for a minute, Doc. Let me stop. No, Doc, let me talk for a minute.
Okay, I'm listening.
When you talk about underrated, you're not talking about students of the game, of people that watch every single basketball game that comes on during the NBA season. Because if that's the case, people can watch Jose Altuve. Baseball aficionados that really love and know the game know that Jose Altuve is one of the best players in baseball. What we're talking about when they ask the question about underrated is in general. So I think it's a fair statement still to say that the general basketball and sports population, Kawhi Leonard was underrated.
Yeah, and so it has nothing to do with the marketing. It has everything to do with the evaluation of the general masses. Yeah. The aficionados know what kind of player Jose Altuve is and know what kind of player Kawhi Leonard is, but the masses, that which leads to the big time marketing deals and all those other things, because I totally get it. Kawhi is like, he loves being under the radar. He's a very quiet guy, but you might want to tell his uncle that too, who wants him to get the big shoe deal and wants him to be in a big city where he can get bigger, more lucrative deals. So that's his camp.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Yeah. I wanted to make sure we get to Lawrence's call before the break. Is that cool? Do we have time, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lawrence wants to talk Jose Altuve. Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah. When y'all was talking about him being a Hall of Famer, if he do his five seasons, I feel like even if he doesn't do it, I still feel like he'll be a Hall of Famer. And also, a lot of people look down on people. A lot of people make it to the Hall of Fame who had good records and wasn't even a champion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, he's a champion, so you can't forget about it. You can't take that away from him. So
yep.
I think he'll be in Hall of Fame anywhere. So, and also, I just read where Odell Beckham just got paid $95 million for 5 years. Y'all want to speak on that? I'll hang up from this.
Yeah, we brought it up. Was it first hour, second hour?
I believe second hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked a little bit about it. It won't last long. He won't be the highest paid for very long. It's always going to change. I say you give him the money. Like we talked about with Khalil Mack, when you have guys that are top five, top three at their position in the NFL, there's 28 other teams that would die to have a guy like that. So you got to take care of your superstars. And I think the Giants did the right thing by paying him.
I have people on Twitter telling me Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be paid like the best quarterback in the league or elite money because
who?
People on Twitter, if you want to call them out, I give them. Because I got it today and I'm like, they're like, no, because the team doesn't win the Super Bowl. It's not team based.
No,
it's not team results based.
No.
If you talk about just the entire package of strength of arm and accuracy and all those things, it's an individual thing. And it's, to Barry's point, it's what have you done? It's timing. Timing is everything. If you get the contract, if you're a free agent at the right time, Matthew Stafford was the highest paid quarterback in football a year or two ago. Do you think he's the best quarterback in football?
You need look no further than Mike Trout in baseball. You're going to say Trout is not the best baseball player on the planet because he hasn't won a ring in the last couple of years? No. He is without a doubt the best player on the planet.
Without question. Yeah. And it's not even, there's not even a discussion about it.
Yeah. Jared said, I think Deliverance is loosely based on OU Mike's life.
Can you please tell me the name of the player that was traded from Baltimore to the Dodgers that's one of the best players in baseball?
Manny Machado.
Thank you very much. Now, once and for all, put it to bed, because I got someone that I know that thinks it's funny to send me DMs that he thinks he's dead serious when he says it's Machado.
No, it's either Machado. Well, I say Machado.
But the H is prevalent.
Machado or Machado, but not Machado. Absolutely not.
It's not hooked on phonics either. It's hooked Mikado. On phonics.
That's something you order from Starbucks, right? Mikado?
Yeah, yes. With an extra shot.
Vente.
And skim milk. All right. So right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. You know how Mattress Mack does it. It's the anniversary of the hurricane, and you know how instrumental he was in trying to make a difference to help people out in need during that time. Well, he wants to help you with your furniture needs just the same way. He wants you to think about him as a staple in this community, and every time you think about furniture, you think about Gallery Furniture. Therefore, he's got three locations in town now. He's got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He's got the Galleria area, and he's got I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. He's got the Astros promotion still going on because you guys had fun with it last year. Therefore, if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free if you buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture from brands like Tempur-Pedic and all the Stearns and Foster and all the different brands that he has. If you want solid wood American made furniture, like for your living room or your dining room, Stickley is the brand that you are going to get, and you're going to get furniture that lasts. It's solid wood, it's leather, it's upholstered, it's great stuff. How do I know? I have almost all gallery furniture in my house. Ever since I moved to Houston, everybody said, that's where you got to go to get the best deal, great prices, solid wood, great furniture. It's going to last a long time. That's what I did, and I will never regret that decision. And also, everything that they say in their commercials is everything they're going to do. That means you buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours. There are no back order slips. And also, what he says is he's going to do in terms of after the delivery, it's customer service. If you need things moved around, taken out, or anywhere rearranged in your house, they're going to do that as well, because they want you to think about that and go, man, those people at Gallery Furniture, they take care of me. Same thing with financing. There you have a finance department built in. They're going to work with you in terms of your payments and when you need to make your payments, things like that. And the most important thing that Max says is exactly what they're going to do. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show. We call it The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel with a side of Trey. As we continue to roll on SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, shout-outs to the Aloha Hawaiian team in Little League Baseball. Not only did they beat the Georgia team, the Peachtree Georgia team that came back from the depths of the dead to beat the Post-Oak Little Leaguers and win the United States title, but, which once in a blue moon happens, they won the whole thing. They beat, South Korea? And won the whole thing. Way to go, Hawaii. And especially with what's going on with that hurricane and everything that happened to the Hawaiian Islands. Way to go, Hawaii.
I like it when America wins. Despite what Lance... Well, I shouldn't say Lance. Despite what Granato was saying on air today about Hawaii not being part of America.
Is that what he said? That sounds like something
you were
John Granato
would say, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here at 8:30.
Oh,
yeah, it was hilarious, man. It was super funny. They were talking about some guy calls in. He goes, "John, would you please shut up? My wife is Hawaiian, and I have you on in the house, and she's so pissed that you're saying Hawaii isn't American." He's like, "I'm Puerto Rican." And he was like, "Oh yeah, that's another one." He goes, "Dude, shut up." It was super funny, man. It was. I'm never up to listen to them, so it was awesome to get to drive in and listen to John and Lance. It took me back.
It's overrated. I do it every day.
Really? Wow.
When I got Ed Taylor at school. Now, do we know if Dell's okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
He made it back?
He's fine.
Dell
he's
was been in tweeting. Hawaii what happened? During the entire he said, storm. He's,
well, if you were listening to John and Lance today, you would have known
that
they said that he was fine. He was tweeting and that they didn't take a direct hit. And it has something to do with the fact that Hawaii has mountains, so it's never as bad. Whatever. I don't know. What? I'm not a geologist.
They also have volcanoes. Does that help?
Yeah, I think it does. They don't take as much of a direct hit and so forth. It
didn't help with hot lava about 6 months ago. But.
Well, there's that part.
Okay.
Speaking of travel outside of the U.S., well, sorry, was there anything specific you had in mind to discuss?
Technically, it's not outside the U.S. when you're in Hawaii.
No. I said speaking about of travel.
Outside the U.S.
Toronto.
Yeah.
The first sex doll brothel is opening in Toronto.
Really?
My question is,
where exactly?
Well played,
no, Nick, that's not my question. Talk
where
about your blisters
exactly
for a
Toronto?
Minute. Talk about your blisters.
Oh, see, and you always get on
huh?
me, Nick.
Huh?
Oh, Joel, you wanted this to happen.
No,
so
I
bad.
Did not.
Don't even ask.
I would not have brought that one up
you
on the
totally
air.
Wanted Barry to bring this up.
No, I did not.
See, if you wouldn't have taken that shot at me, I wouldn't have had to shoot back.
The shot at me?
I had to shoot back. Don't you play it. I swear.
It's ready. Thank you, bro.
He manufactured a drop took something completely out of context. The way it was not said. Go ahead, play it. He made
get to watch any ass.
No one ever. I never paused like that.
Get to watch any ass. Throws.
Never. See, he's now. So tell everybody how you got blisters on your penis. Go ahead, tell them.
It's on my toes.
Well, that's one on my hand. You're doing it. Yeah, you're doing it with the wrong body part.
What do you mean?
You got them on your toes
and on my hands.
Yeah. Oh, and your hands.
Both?
Boy, you were busy.
Yeah.
You got to be flexible to use your feet, though.
Well, hiking from the toes are from hiking. The hands are from kayaking.
Right. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The penicillin's what? Just
I'm allergic to penicillin, so I'm screwed.
Are you?
No.
Where did you get them from being screwed? Just asking questions. People want to know.
And Joel didn't want to discuss this.
I didn't.
Okay.
I did. I found it awkward, though, that in the break you said, man, this vacation, I got some blisters. They're killing me.
Here's my question. So I didn't read the whole article. I'll be the first to admit this. Okay? Because mm-hmm. my first thought when I saw this was gross. Because unless these are disposable.
Exactly. That was my first thought.
Oh, my.
How disgusting is that?
Oh.
People don't know what you're talking about.
On the sex doll.
Oh.
Like if they reused the sex doll, that would be disgusting.
I know, I'm sure there's, I'm trying not to be too gross. If you have kids in the car, probably a good time.
And school's back
5 minutes ago to go ahead and change the
earmuffs.
Channel. 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm sure that they have a reservoir that has to be emptied.
God.
Oh, could you imagine that job? Okay. Have you ever been tanning at a tanning bed?
Yep.
They pay someone to clean the beds, which is disgusting in and of itself.
Even though you're supposed to do it yourself.
People, but they still go in to clean it after you. It's like wiping down the equipment at the gym. I mean, people still have to go back and clean those. But, yeah, they pay the poor worker at the front desk to go in there and clean all your ass sweat off the tanning bed.
Nasty.
I would rather do that 1,000 times than have to clean one sex doll. That's the... I can't... There's few jobs I can think of that would be worse than emptying the reservoir.
As much money as you could probably make.
Doll brothel.
I mean, is it like you're going to the bar, and you know you're waiting for a seat at the bar, or you know you're at the club, and you want to know if that table's taken, and you're just waiting and you're just waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden someone gets up and you're like, you done there, and you're just gonna jump right on.
But the thing is, how could they possibly make money when sex dolls I've seen go for like $1,000, $2,000? We brought this up, remember, when we were talking about storage wars?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
They're like $2,000.
It's crazy.
So it almost, to me, it's like...
It's an investment.
The days of the blow-up doll are over.
Well, they're not over.
No?
What, blow-up dolls, sex dolls, same idea?
No.
No, the sex doll is more human-like. When you're talking about thousands of dollars, they're trying to get it like lifelike.
So they did say the company also encourages the use of lube and condoms and said the dolls would be cleaned after each customer using a 3-step routine to get them as clean as possible. And here's a quote. We try to focus on the fact that since we have this service for men who have these dark, violent fantasies, instead of putting out the urge to act aggressively, they can do something like this, which is safe for everyone. That's one quote. Here's the other quote. We found that the only rule on anything that relates to what we do is that we can't have dolls that look underage. They can't be under a specific height limit. Besides that, there's no restrictions. Okay, I totally understand that. But what if you have a little person fetish? Are people not making little person sex dolls for that?
That's probably true.
Or if you have the summer catch fetish and you want them bigs.
The what? Oh.
The movie Summer Catch.
Yeah. You want them bigs?
Like them a little big.
I wonder if they do make like BBW sex dolls.
I don't know, but you can get them from siliconewives.com.
Really? Do they have
intern Trey told me about
the
website.
Do they have chubby sex dolls? Do they have overweight?
No,
that's
they're
a
all,
fetish.
They're
that,
all,
people are into that.
They're all like thin and yeah.
Ugh, gross.
But there's like a massive. Actually, I'm going to send you the link. I'll let you come.
Can you get like a? Do they have any specials?
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, yeah, they do.
Hate previewing on the fly.
Yeah, I'm just going to add this to the rundown.
Are you?
Christina said, "Ew, like sharing a fleshlight."
Oh,
no.
Come on now.
Who does that?
That's exactly what it's like. Like, hey, you done with that? What? No.
Dude, lights are on.
That's just so disgusting.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. That's Toronto for you.
Well, welcome to Toronto, Kawhi. It's a metropolitan city. We'll be back with the final segment of the show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back and we're childish as we head to the final segment of the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Jong will be back, what, tomorrow? From his honeymoon?
Correct. Mañana.
Yes, tomorrow.
So it's Tyler with AJ and Fred to open up the week on the Blitz. Mm. You are having way too much fun with this website that Nick found.
Listen,
if indeed, which you don't, have any interest in...
Promo code Nick, you'll save...
Shut up. I do not endorse this website. Didn't even know it existed until intern Trey told me about it.
Silicone. Yeah, Trey, how did you learn about this, Trey?
I don't know. How did you learn about it?
Bookmarks.
I use the promo code Blister Only. And I get 40% off.
By the way, if you have kids in the car, probably not the segment for them. Come back for the Blitz at 4 o'clock, because this is going to consume the end of this show. We'll be talking sex dolls in detail, because this is the creepiest website I've ever seen.
But they're killing it. I bet you they're making a ton of money.
So here's they have the standard sex dolls, high-end luxury sex dolls, mid-range, and entry-level. I feel like the entry-level is just like some trailer park-looking chick.
See what you did there? Entry-level.
They have fetish sex dolls. And in that category, they have big breasts, MILF. Who's buying an old lady sex doll, by the way?
Yeah, I...
That's weird.
The
prices
are absolutely blowing my mind.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
So the fetish sex dolls are big breasts, MILF, flat-chested, and black. I feel like that's kind of racist to say black is a fetish.
Yeah.
It's not a fetish. It's just a person. Sex silicone wives, that was racist. And then they have sex doll alternatives, which I'm completely out on. They have just a sex doll torso, no arms, no legs. It's just a stump of a woman, but all the holes are there, which is really creepy. And then, of course, they have the fleshlights and the pocket Virginias. The torso, here's the problem is, some of them are really look creepy, like real. They look lifelike. The one, where is it? They have a blonde that she looks like an Instagram model. Like, she looks real.
Yeah, but
it's creepy.
The prices are I can't believe the people.
Oh, that's
are,
the one that's on sale. It's normally $2,500, but you can get it for $2,000. That's the one you're talking about? It's on the front.
I think so.
At the very top.
With or without the promo code.
With the promo code Joel promo code Blank, Nick, you can get it for $19.99.
But with the promo code Blister Only, you can get it
for even cheaper.
This is really strange. And then one of these, so they have the big breasts fetish one. Then I can say this because that's the body part.
I'm just gonna dump it.
No, you can say nipple.
I'm gonna dump it.
No, you can say that.
Yeah, you can say it.
Why does it need to be 5 inches long? Why did they?
The nipple.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's that. No, that doesn't. That's.
See what I did
why,
there?
That's just the weirdest things. I don't know. This is a creepy.
Can you imagine you're
website.
A single guy, Nick, and you have one of these things, and you have a cleaning lady that comes by every so often, and you just leave it on the bed one day.
Also, by the way, the torso, they have the head. And then the body, so they have the breasts and everything else, but no arms, no legs. But they also just have one that's...
Come on.
Sorry, Joel. It's just the rear. Like, it's just the back and the rear. It looks like... Did you ever watch the Apollo?
The Apollo...
Negative.
Yeah, the show. Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, Showtime at the Apollo, yeah.
Did you ever watch that? You never watched Showtime at the Apollo, Nick? It's a good show.
Say again? Yeah.
Showtime at the Apollo.
No, I've never seen it, no.
So, on Showtime at the Apollo, they had this stump that they would rub. Doesn't that... It's just the butt. This thing looks like the tree on the Apollo that they would rub for good luck when they would come out to perform. This is creepy, man. This must be huge.
Who found this website?
Nick. Oh, Trey. That says a lot. I wonder if there's a men's version. Like, oh, I mean, I wonder, man, if there are sex dolls.
Yeah, it's called a bat rack.
I mean, are there silicone husbands? I wonder if that's a website. Trey, do you have that in your bookmarks? He's gonna look it
no,
up.
No, I don't. No,
he didn't. He didn't know the website. I googled how much does sex dolls cost.
I mean, it's sexual.
That was like the first website that popped up.
No, that's not me.
So apparently, they're like the go to sex doll website.
Silicone Wives is?
Yeah, because that's the first thing that popped up when I searched it.
Would you pay if you
the
if,
first thing
say,
that popped up or the oh, second? Thing
I got
that popped
so many
up.
Things isolated for you too, so don't even sure. worry.
Would you if you were having like let's say you were having problems picking up women. Mm-hmm. Would you pay this much money
I
for
I think
a
that's
sex
a part
doll?
Of the reason. That's
what?
A part of the reason why they have sex dolls is because they have trouble picking up women.
Yeah, but what's wrong with just good old-fashioned hand-to-hand combat? What?
Take care of business.
Why are you bringing in the dolls?
The heavy artillery?
It's really creepy the way their faces look.
But
and
think about it.
No
you
arms.
Can get your money back because... You can act like you're on a date, and you can put her in the driver in the passenger seat, and then you save on HOV and Easy Tag. Yeah,
somebody
because
tried
you can
that
use,
before.
You can. You're right.
I'm not doing that because then now you're going to be on YouTube and the internet with a sex doll in your car.
Joel would probably buy the open box ones because that's the ones that he loves. The open box deals.
Refurbished.
So he'll get like a refurbished sex doll.
I see what you did there, Nick, but I don't think they refer to it as a box.
The open box.
Well, I'm sure
yeah, that's just the torso, right?
Yeah, it's just the torsoed one. It's not.
Is that what that is? Oh, I don't.
They're
know.
All open box.
I feel
Nick.
Like if you're trying to get a good deal on a sex doll and you buy a refurbished model, you're nasty. You're so gross.
That's Joel. He likes the open box items. I'm telling you.
I don't know why you suddenly think you know me.
Because remember, we had this argument about
at Best Buy.
Not at Best Buy, just open box stuff in general.
No, it was because of the TVs at Best Buy.
I know, I was just messing
with you. Oh, somebody's just on the text line said, don't knock the Fleshlight until you try it. What?
Do you share?
I mean,
we were talking about sharing it, not trying it.
I know that somebody has to be buying them or they still wouldn't be in business, but I honestly can say I would have never thought in a million years
no way.
To buy any of this stuff or use it. I don't know.
The Pocket Virginia.
I don't know. Oh, somebody said they do have a mail. They have mails on the site. I guess they went to the website. Do they?
Barry, scroll
down. I
didn't
see.
I look.
Shop by category.
Oh, no. Why does it say feet and legs?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why is that a category?
I'm not even going to click on that.
Oh, just, no.
I'm not even going to click on that. Did you?
He's got like the.
Of course I clicked on it.
Literally, it's just the bottom half of a person. It's like the waist down.
It looks like.
Legs?
You know in cartoons when they tie the damsel in distress on the railroad track?
Yeah.
This is like the after. It's just from the belly button down and it's all the way to the feet. But then they have one that are literally just feet. Like they cut it just above the ankle and it's. Just 2 feet.
Can you just see someone going, this little piggy went to market. This little piggy went home.
By the way, they don't just have black sex dolls. They have Japanese sex dolls as well. Did you see that?
This is, no.
Yeah. It's right there. Shop by collection.
Here's the shop by categories. Items on sale. Sex dolls. Torsos and Virginias. Feet and legs. Breast. And then custom sex dolls. What are you customizing?
I don't know.
That's just strange. What are you pointing at?
I don't know if we should take that
yeah,
call.
Yeah, I don't know that
show.
We got.
Oh, I don't think we can trust.
That.
Yeah, I don't trust
Let's
any
listeners.
Let's
save your Fleshlight stories
Gonzo?
For text messages, please. So
Gonzo.
Barry can preview them.
I mean, we're trying to be professional here.
If you're going by Gonzo,
I don't trust a listener. Yeah, I don't trust.
If you're going by Gonzo,
which is
a
category of porn,
and have a fleshlight story.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that one's not going live on air.
Gonzo, we love you, but we don't trust you. Not at this point. Not with a minute left in the show. Nah, sorry, player, but we no, not happening. This is really weird, Nick. I'm glad that you shared this out of your bookmarks with us.
No.
Promo code Nick is what, 10% off?
It could be.
And again,
dude, remember, I would speak for them if they paid me.
Oh, my goodness.
I would totally speak for
literally
them.
Literally, big ass sex doll is what it's called. And it's a sex doll with like a big ass.
Kimmy.
This is wild. Why is this one? Oh, thick. They have a thick sex doll.
Actually, no, I wouldn't speak.
I can't. This is amazing to me.
Promo code blister only.
Yeah.
Or, like or blister only.
Wow. All right. Bookmark that for later when Nora leaves me.
Hey, you want to come out and see us tomorrow? We're doing a live remote from Aunt Pookie's Barbecue, Beltway 8, right past Highway 10, Interstate 10.
I was going to say, is it Highway 10?
I-10.
I-10. Come on, get it right.
Okay.
At least we don't say the 10 like in L.A.
No.
Yeah, that's the pretentious. Five. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's pretentious.
So right off the 10 and the Beltway.
Nice.
Aunt Pookie's Barbecue tomorrow. Stop by and see us. Nate Griffin will be stopping by with us.
Josh Rapp said the breakfast tacos.
He said the
barbecue. And then somebody else said the breakfast tacos are ridiculous.
Yeah, everybody's. So the
I'm going to try to get there. Josh Rapp, he's already been there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get there a little early and try the breakfast tacos.
Trey is going to be stopping by as well for selfies and cutting voicemails and other things. So intern Trey will be there. So we hope to see you there, but otherwise we do appreciate you tuning in and being a usual suspect. We'll check out, and then the Blitz will check in. They'll take you home till 7 right here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Have a great night, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.